Code monkey, get up, get coffee. Code monkey, go to job. Code monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob.
Welcome to the Adobe Experience Manager podcast, a weekly discussion regarding Adobe Experience Manager, formerly CQ, and other marketing and technical issues. This podcast is presented by Access 41, your partner in Adobe Experience Manager implementations. Your hosts for the podcast are Joey Smith and Peter Nash.
So this is Peter and Joey out at the Community Pavilion floor, Adobe Summit 2017, and we are with Dan Kelso from Perficient. And we saw Dan present at one of the breakout sessions on the AEM Rockstar panel, and he presented something that was award-winning. You actually won first prize for that, and we were hoping to maybe take a few minutes and have you explain what you did for the people who are listening.
Okay. Yeah, so thanks for taking the time. At the Rockstar session, I talked about using Sling models to populate data layers inside of Adobe Experience Manager. I'm actually a member of the Sling PMC, and you know, I use Sling models all the time. I think it's one of the best things that's happened to Sling since Sling, really. So it's just a method of creating Java classes that can be any resource inside of Sling can be adapted to these classes, and you're able to pick up properties, sure, yeah, services, all that in. So what the presentation was about is that when you're doing your digital marketing work, you have the concept of a data layer, which is like your neutral JSON object container of information.
Okay.
It's spit out to the page, and that's how analytics, Target, and any other tools you want can pick up data without having to like either have a bunch of crappy JavaScript scripts out there or pull information out of the page. So you kind of presented those as like the old way of doing things. So the problem that I've seen is that over and over again on projects, we're re-implementing that.
Okay.
So either like it's done on the Java side, or someone at the very end puts a JSON object out of there that reads page properties. It just like, over and over again happens. So what I did a couple weeks ago is really sit down over a few weekends and in the evenings and put together a library that's built on top of Sling that you define Sling models just like any other model that you're going to use in your components, but that populate a data layer. And so it's based on, there's actually a spec out there for data layers. It's based on that spec, and it allows you to define those Java classes for every component, and then it intercepts the page request in a filter for every resource include, and allows you to map one-to-one your model to a component, and then it pulls data out of it. So anything you put on the page, including things that are done dynamically, so you got like a product grid that's driven off of search. If it comes out with a page, you can grab that information.
Make it as a data layer.
Yep. And that way you can know, like, on a particular page, like, how many times particular products have been surfaced, and then later in your events, you can say, okay, well, it's surfaced 1,000 times, it was clicked 500 times, to get an idea of your engagement rate. It's on GitHub, on the Perficient Digital Git
organization.
Team. Yeah, and definitely encourage people to take a look at it.
Awesome.
I mentioned in the AEM Tech Slack channel, I was like, yeah, I'm really excited for Dan's. I saw your tweet, and so I followed and I looked through it, and I'm like, boy, that seems like it's going to be a really useful thing. I think a lot of people will be able to leverage it and save themselves a lot of, as you said, reinventing the wheel and
yep,
constantly. And, doing it poorly, like sometimes, right? Like,
yep.
The first time I wrote this, maybe it was perfect, and the second time I wrote it, I forgot about this one feature, and
yeah,
why not just write it once and have it be right all the time?
Well, the nice thing, too, is it's implemented as a cloud service, so, from your development perspective, it's super easy to integrate, because all you do is you create the cloud service configuration, and then, it's got the little, I don't remember what it's called, but it'll automatically write the data layer to your page. You don't even have to, do anything there. It just gets included, just like as if you're putting DTM through the cloud services or analytic, all that sort of stuff. It just happens.
Nice.
So
awesome. Thanks, Dan. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, great talking to you as well.
Thanks for listening to the Adobe Experience Manager podcast, brought to you by Access 41, your premier partner in AEM implementations. If you have questions, comments, or something you'd like us to cover, send an email to info@aempodcast.com. Code Monkey like you.